Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. What a treat I have for you today with my beautiful podcast guest, Gold Coast energy worker and psychic healer, Chrissy. Now you can find Chrissy at energy.withchrissy on Instagram, but before you do so, you might like to meet her here first. Chrissy has what she calls her weird and wonderful abilities. In her words, she sees spirits, energy visually in color, shapes, and energy moving around. And these are her normal everyday experiences. Chrissy uses her abilities to generate and facilitate healing through an intuitive form of energy work, using a holistic approach to healing, and is working with clients here in Australia and worldwide. Chrissy has created her own energy surgery method where she can see into your energy field visually. And using her abilities, she moves energy around any way she feels intuitively to do so, connecting into your chakra, meridian, and auric energy systems. If you're new to energy healing, Chrissy believes the purpose of an energy healing is to restore the balance in your body and your energetic field, and to optimize your body to utilize its own self-healing mechanism. In today's chat, Chrissy walks us through how she first discovered her intuitive abilities, who her spirit guides are, and how she likes to receive physical validation from her spirit guides to assist her with her energy work. Deeply devoted to her calling, she continues to develop her abilities to do the inner work so that she can continue to grow in every way. I am so excited Chrissy and I get to co-host a beautiful winter solstice day retreat for you on the 21st of June 2025 here in Caloundra on the Sunshine Coast. And we are calling Queenslanders, more specifically, you're a sunny coaster, if you're in Brisbane, or you may be one of Chrissy's beautiful Gold Coast community. We invite you to connect into your intuitive knowing to see if you feel called to join us at the farm here in Caloundra on the 21st of January. In this gorgeous space where we get to welcome our guests for a nourishing day filled with intuitively guided practices, bringing you back to yourself and an energetic refresh to align your mind, body, and spirit and to tap into your innate wisdom. Our day retreat offers a serene environment to unwind and connect with your inner self. And the vibe of the day? Cozy, nourishing, and prepare to be safely held energetically by both Chrissy and myself. Now, it is rare that I get to collaborate with another psychic energy healer in this way, and both Chrissy and I are so excited to support you. It's going to be next level. When two energy healers come together with the intention of supporting you to up level in the most incredible ways, sparks will fly. Spirit has brought us together, and I'm so excited to see what unfolds for all our guests. Our day retreat will flow. This is where the magic is created, in flow. Our sacred cacao ceremony, sound healing, and guided meditations, conscious connection, oracle cards, and more. You are going to receive a full body energetic healing from Chrissy and me as well, which will seriously expand your energetic field in the most mind-blowing ways, activating you during the potent energy of the winter solstice. We are using this portal to give you an energy reset. You will also get to connect with like-hearted individuals who are spiritual like yourself, or looking for an energetic reset, and immerse yourself in a day of self-care, relaxation, and energetic realignment. This is a bespoke event. It is special. And so if you feel the call, go and check it out. Trust your intuition. A beautiful bonus to those who'd like to receive a personalized psychic reading from us, which is optional, you will have the opportunity to do this at an additional cost. Don't miss this opportunity to recharge your energy with us. Halfway through the year is a perfect opportunity to do this. We look forward to having you there and holding you in softness and love and having such a fun day together. You will find all the links to everything Chrissy and I talk about in today's podcast show notes, and you can also come and meet us on our Instagram pages between now and our winter solstice retreat. You can connect with Chrissy at energy.withchrissy, and you can connect with me at Kay Vlachos, Soul to Soul Wellness. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my sacred soul chat with Gold Coast psychic healer and energy worker, Chrissy. Welcome to my podcast, Chrissy. It is so beautiful to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, Kay. It's beautiful to be here.
For anyone in my community who's not familiar with you, Chrissy, I would love for you to introduce yourself and why you're here today.
Mm-hmm. So hi, everybody. I'm Chrissy. I would probably call myself an energy worker and a psychic healer, just because that sums up what I do, working one-on-one with people with energy, working just to whatever you're doing on your healing journey, we just go from there.
I'd love to start by asking you, what is an energy worker and a psychic healer for someone who maybe doesn't know?
So I have all these weird and wonderful abilities, which we all have. It's just a matter of how tuned in you are. I see mine is very overwhelming, which I love. Gradually progress more and more as I've kind of delved into it and gotten older. But I see spirits. I see energy in like visually in colors and shapes and movement. I just am very tapped in to that side, and that's just my normal. So that's the psychic medium side of me. And I use my abilities to generate and facilitate healing, mainly coming through the form of energy work, working in those energetic bodies that, you know, other people can't really see. And it's so beautiful that people can slowly start to take that into consideration using a holistic approach to healing, which is what I love. I think that's what I do. It's very in-depth, but that's the summary.
How would you describe what an energy healing is?
Well, what it looks like is you lying down and receiving. I see your energy visually and move it around in whichever way I'm intuitively felt. I use my own method, which I call energetic surgery. I work with your chakra energy, your meridian energy, which is connected to all of your organs in your body, which stores all of your emotions, and your auric energy as well. So all the energy around you. Essentially, I just go in and manipulate that and move around, restore, remove, amplify. It can be very, very beautiful and relaxing and nourishing for your nervous system. It can be quite emotional sometimes as well, while we're kind of bringing up those layers to the surface. But basically, the purpose of an energy healing is to restore balance in the body and your energetic field. It's to optimize your body to utilize its self-healing mechanism, right? Because we're self-healing. It's just a matter of allowing our vessel to be at its optimum.
That sounds amazing. I know that We were talking off camera about how both of us are very intuitively led when it comes to this work. So how was the process of creating this method? How did that come to you or come through you?
So I didn't come into this work on purpose. It was very much a push by the universe, which I just let them lead the way and was pushed off a cliff. And I was very, very divinely caught. So how my method came about was I was open to my psychic abilities for a few years before, but one day sitting at home, my neighbor at the time had a spinal cord injury, and he had a snowboarding accident when he was 18 and was essentially paralyzed from the neck down, was told that he would never walk again, never feel anything ever again, was, you know, complete quadriplegic. And the way that he healed was all through energy healing, which was wild because that was 20 plus years ago. So when he met me, when he moved in, he was like, oh, you're like that person that healed me. I was like, oh, you're crazy. What do you mean? The more and more we got to know each other, I kind of opened up more spiritually about my gifts and stuff that I hadn't really spoken about. And he does walk again. He has had a whole life. He's had children and everything, but he has a walking stick, and we just say that he's got wobbly legs. Yeah. but essentially he was in a lot of pain with his legs one day, and I started seeing energy visually for the first time and just got completely guided to, I was like, hey, Woody, do you mind if I just do some random things on you for a bit? Like, go for it. I'm in so much pain. Do what you want. And I just started moving my hands in a really intuitive way, fully being led. That was the first time I saw spirit guides. I was connected to his, which once we spoke about it, he told me that he'd seen that exact same guide when he had his accident and he was about to die. So, yeah, I just kind of intuitively did this thing, had a really crazy session. I didn't even know that I did energy healing. It was just very like, I was just in a zone. And then the next day, I'll never forget, because it was one of the days that will stick in my brain forever. He was like, Chrissy, I've never walked this well in 8 years. Like, what have you done to me? I was like, I don't know. I just touched you for a bit. and then that's how it all started. I was working full time in fashion at the time. He had other spinal cord injury friends and other people that were looking for energy healing, and he just started sending them to me. So all within a couple of weeks, I was like, what am I doing? Okay, I guess I have to buy a massage table. I guess I have to make a playlist. And how do I run a session? And what do I do? I was so nervous, but I was just being led, and I was like, I trust you guys. And a few months later, I'm doing it full time.
Who are you guys? You're talking about who you trust. So are you familiar with your guides? Do you want to share a little bit about what our guides are?
I would love to. So I guess for people that don't know the purpose of spirit guides or what they are, I just call them like a team. I like to say everybody has a different number, but, you know, 3 to 6, maybe more, souls that look after you on your journey on earth in this incarnation. And my guide, so the way that I connected to my abilities was through my dad. Yeah, so my dad passed away when I was 7. I have had more of a relationship with him in the last few years, being in tune with my abilities, and he's the one that made me believe, because I didn't trust anyone. It was scary. And one day he came and sat on the end of my bed and started talking to me. And I knew that I had these abilities, but I used to live alone. And I used to say, I don't want to see anyone because that freaks me out. One day in the middle of the night, I woke up with a click in my brain. I opened my eyes. I was like, oh no, everything's changed. And everything changed. Yeah. So my dad is my main, I call him my guide, along with all of my grandmas who are always sitting up here for me on a couch, drinking their tea, ready for me whenever they want to come down. I've got my healing guide that comes into me with sessions. Now, with my spirit team, I like to have really physical validation of that they're here, because we live in a human realm. It's so busy. Our minds are going so much. I like for them to physically give me a sign that they're here. My dad gives me tingles down my right arm. My one spirit guide presses on my head. Different ones touch me on different places in my body. And that's how I know, you're here. It's just a sign for me to tune in and listen and have a chat with them. Sometimes it's just an energy. Sometimes it's a vision in my head. And with my dad, I'd basically just sit with him on the couch and chat like he's a real human.
That is really special.
It is really special. I feel really grateful that I've got that connection, and it's given me better clarity as to his journey and why he had to pass away. You know, he's had to help me so much through. I wouldn't be doing this without him. And I've had a really beautiful opportunity to do writing from him to my brothers, sisters, and mum, so like they can connect with him as well.
What's really special about that too is that you get to look forward to reconnecting with him in spirit as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So tell me, for people who often we find these experiences find us when we do lose someone that we love really dearly, and we really desire to remain connected with them when their physical body dissolves, for the want of a better word. And so was it a shock at the beginning, or did you have full trust when you first had these experiences?
That's a good question. I didn't realize, now that I'm in this part of my journey, I thought that a lot of the things that happened to me throughout my whole life were normal, but realizing that they were a very different experience. And reflecting back, I realized that we grew up really spiritually open. My mum, as soon as my dad passed away, would always take us outside to look at the stars and say, "Dad's the brightest star, and like you can talk to him anytime." He'd send us signs, so we all had our family sign with him all the time. And yeah, we kind of grew up speaking that way, that, you know, they're still there, we can talk to them, we just can't see them. Mum loved crystals, mum loved self-development books, and I always thought that was silly, and then now it's like completely me. So in terms of the trust, I have had so many situations in my life that, you know, things have been really traumatic and completely changed, but I've just had to trust the universe, and that's the biggest catalyst to me going on this journey. Having like a big trauma like 3 or 4 years ago now, fully delving into my self-development and healing myself, and then just learning more and more about myself, who I am, realizing more about my abilities. And the more that I've felt in tune with my abilities, you feel connected to the divine consciousness, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And I think when you have that deep connection, you have a deep trust that it's something so much bigger than we can imagine. So, you know, Buddha said, then lead the way.
What kind of development work and self-discovery does an energy worker do?
All of it. I like to always be consistently working on my internal self so that I can consistently grow and evolve and understand my clients as well. I think it started for me to really understand myself, because I was feeling lost after a big, I was married before, so we that ended, and was lost a baby as well, and there was a whole big thing that happened there. So really just like being fueled with all of these emotions and not knowing what to do with them, I just had this inner knowing. I was like, I need to go through this. I can't suppress it. So then I had to learn how to express my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. You know, we're not taught to express our emotions. We're taught to kind of get on with it, because that has been the coping mechanism that has kept people safe in the past. You know, I see that replicated in my mum from back then. They didn't have the safety to express emotions. Whereas now we are so lucky that we're in a space that we can be fully ourselves. We can express ourselves, and knowing that that expression, which emotions are energy sitting in our body, if we don't express them out of our systems, they're just going to accumulate, right? And now I know that without expression of emotion causes physical ailments and other health issues that, you know, our body is always speaking to us. So we're better to be in connection and to process as opposed to suppression. So the different healing methods I used was definitely, you know, psychologist appointment. I started getting into energy healings. I've always kind of dabbled in like, oh, I'll go see a Reiki therapist, probably from when I was like 17. Like, that was kind of drawn to that sort of work. I felt really seen. I remember my Reiki therapist back in Melbourne would tell me, like, you're so empathetic, you're so intuitive, you need to do this, this, and this. Every time I went to a psychic reading over my whole life, they're like, you should be reading me. I don't know what you guys mean. And then I understood what they all meant. So I just like to experiment, you know, trying kinesiology, trying acupuncture, trying all of the different methods and really seeing how they impacted my body and how they impacted my mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health. I think they're all so important, and it's just about finding the methods for the time that you need that helps you the best.
It's very important to just follow your curiosity, isn't it? Because you never know what you're about to step into, expansion you're about to experience. If you just follow your excitement and your curiosity, you will be led.
Exactly. And I would rather try something and it not be for me, than be forever wondering.
Now, you touched on the fact that if we don't express our emotions, that it can lead to physical ailments.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I'm really passionate about. I've always known information before I realized that I had these abilities. I always just knew that somebody had a certain condition. And I always knew that our conditions are a result of repressing what wants to be expressed, whether it's our creativity, whether it's our emotions. So can you touch on that for someone who is new to this sort of concept of, you know, emotions manifesting to physical conditions?
Yeah. I feel like I'm not going to do a good job of this, but I'll give it a good crack.
Trust your intuition.
So the thing that I've learned is that everything is an energy. We can't see it. It's so intangible. Every experience that we have manifests some sort of an energetic reaction in our bodies, right? Happiness, sadness. We can label it to that. If we don't express those, if you visualize it, it's like if you imagine like a water bottle, it's just going to get fuller and fuller and fuller until it overflows. Now that compression, if we, you know, fail to actually allow ourselves to go through the human experience and to actually experience and have this human felt experience, which is what we're here to do, stretch our capacity in terms of how much we can feel, the more sadness we can feel, the more happiness we can feel. Feelings are so scary for people, yeah? Like it's taught that we live in such a masculine world where it's unsafe to feel that we can't get our jobs done, we can't continue our daily lives because we think we're going to break down because we don't have a good societal relationship with emotions and the spectrum of them. When it comes to suppressing them for physical ailments, it's just your body screaming out to you that, hey, we need attention. You need to look after us. What I found with, say, a lot of my work that I do is with womb healing, people with PCOS, people with endometriosis, people that have had severe womb trauma, assault, etc., or just irregular bleeds. And the common thread throughout all of that from a spiritual sense is a lot of them are really struggling with their feminine energy, whether they've got feminine wounds on their mother's side, whether they've got, you know, like they're really stuck in their masculine just because of external things, and we're trying to really work on that masculine feminine balance. That is something that is really prevalent. And then past life generational stuff comes into that as well. But if working with so many clients along similar issues and seeing the same threads, I've really seen how physical ailments generate into certain organs and parts of our bodies. And that can also, you know, be decoded through the meridian system with like what emotions are stored in certain organs. I'm having a problem with this organ. Have you actually expressed that? Yeah. So with your liver, for example, a lot of people with liver issues have a really unsuppressed rage and anger. So we can kind of start to put all the pieces together, and everyone's like, if I start to get a cold, I'm never sick. It's amazing. I love it. But if I start to get a cold, I know I haven't been paying attention to my body and I probably just haven't cried for a while. Yeah, I've probably just been too busy and I probably just haven't had a good cry. And I'll go and do that and I'll feel way better and mostly wake up a day or two later feeling completely better.
I love that. I love that. I also believe that our body is always communicating to us.
Yeah.
And through using our body for that communication. So the language that our intuition is wanting to communicate to us can be through our emotions as well, can be, you know, through the sensations. A lot of people will feel goosebumps. Yeah. That's a common one. Then maybe understanding if our intuition is always communicating to us 24/7, what what is the underlying message for that anger, like, or anger or whatever the emotion is, what could be the deeper message? Because often we look at the 3D message, like what it means in our human body, but there are different layers to messages that can come through, which is really fascinating.
It is really fascinating. And a big part about when we have either a traumatic life experience or a physical ailment or something that's really heart-wrenching, I think it's really easy to get caught up on my body's against me, the universe is against me. But what we've learned, you know, all of us to some degree, is that all of these experiences have such a bigger meaning. They're either on your path for a reason so that you can learn and then eventually teach other people about them, or they're just going to give you some perspective that you just need. It's just part of your soul's learning.
And finding with your, sorry, Chrissy, you continue.
No, I was just going to say, with you saying before that our body's always communicating to us and trusting our intuition, I 100% agree. And I think that also translates into intuitive eating. What I've noticed is I'm healthier when I'm listening to what my body wants and what my body needs, not just what my mind thinks is healthy. Like, I actually am feeling like X, Y, and Z because my body's really craving it. Why do I want 4 meals a day today? And yesterday I wanted 2, like, you know, but just really trusting my body rather than what I'm supposed to do.
That's actually a really good point. I studied about 10 years ago health coaching. In that course, we studied a lot of different eating philosophies, and they would present to us the expert and the founder of a philosophy. You would listen to their talk and you would be like, yeah, this is the right way to eat. And then I came across intuitive eating was one of the philosophies that we studied. And honestly, my whole body just went, this is for you. This is for you. And I thought, why has that never been something that's presented as the norm? And it's so powerful when you eat intuitively. Even if you, before you look at a menu, when you go to a restaurant, if you ask yourself, what do I feel like today? What is going to give me more energy? And then you open the menu up and then look for that item on the menu, that, like, that is really helpful. And I'm forever asking them to change meals to suit what my body wants.
I see what you need.
My family hates it, but I'm like, well, if it's there, I know they've got the ingredients and they can always say no, but they never say no. Isn't that interesting?
And it's putting power back to yourself and your body and your intuition. And then you notice it when you've been doing it for a while, how much healthier you actually are. And then you don't put your you don't put your faith in the external, like, are they going to tell me I'm healthy? Because you're like, no, I feel healthy. Like, you're more in tune. You're like, I notice that I'm stronger. I notice that I'm happier. I notice that I'm more energetic. I don't need someone else to tell me that I am, you know?
What? This is going to sound like a really simple question. Why is it so important to have good energy?
I mean, everybody wants a good life, right? Everybody wants to be healthy and happy and feel themselves. So I think if we don't look after our energetic health, then it's like, I guess there's different parts. You can eat well, you can sleep well, you can do all the right things. And then for me, energy is that missing layer, because for me growing up, I did not realize about my energy field. And for me being so intuitive and empathetic, how I can be so easily affected by other people's emotions, by denser energies, not doing that cleansing and protecting. So I was chronically depressed and anxious so many times in my life. Looking back now, it was none of my energy. Like, there were definitely waves that I was going through my own stuff, but a lot of it was the absorption. And just having that knowledge would have helped me to have a way better energetic health, and that would have enabled me to be happier, healthy, and to fire and live the life that I've always wanted to live, which I'm so grateful to have now. So I think having a good energy is so important, because we all want to be happy and we all want to be healthy and live beautiful lives. So why wouldn't you?
You touch on a really good point about energy absorption, which I feel we all do. And so how have you learnt when it's yours and when it's not yours?
So like you said before, that you just have that inner knowing. I really honed in on my different clairs, like my cognizance and clairsentience. I really just listen. And when I'm a bit faster, my clairaudience kicks in and they start speaking to me in a different voice and they'll be like, hello, pay attention to yourself. So I guess I'm lucky because I can hear it so clearly. But when I'm starting to feel off, which now I know the signs are, it's the feeling of drain and fatigue. It's that feeling of, yeah, just exhaustion and heaviness, I want to say. I've kind of identified when I've had an external experience that, you know, I've only slept a few hours, so of course I'm going to be feeling that way. That's on me. But when I'm doing all the right things, especially if I've had a lot of energy sessions and worked some late nights, if I start to feel that drain, I'm like, I just tune in. I just sit with myself and ask, is this mine or is this someone else's? And then most of the time it's somebody else's. And I just go through the process of transmuting that, of clearing myself, of making sure I've done extra protection. And, you know, I've had to learn the hard way, because all of last year when I was jumping into this work, the amount of things that I felt, I was dealing with people with really complex medical issues, a lot of spinal cord injuries, a lot of, like, you know, cancer, fibromyalgia, like really different medical. And then I would feel it in my body because my clairsentience is so strong. And oh my God, Kay, I was like, this is not a way to live. Like, I cannot be feeling like this. And I'd rock up to an appointment and I'd be so sick and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, it's yours. And I would want to hurry up and do the session so that I could feel better as well, because I would always say directly connected to their energy. And now I've learned that I don't need to feel that way. Like, I always in session, I channel, so I do feel their feelings. I do feel their womb trauma or whatever's coming through, but I don't need to feel it outside of those hours. And that cleansing and protecting has, I want to say, essentially saved my life, because, yeah, we don't need to feel that way.
It's a big responsibility, isn't it, as a healer to be taking good care of your own energy hygiene, because we do, people's energies do attach to us. I know I host a psychic development circle at the end last week when we had the psychic development circle. Just before the circle started, I was on the toilet and I was like, where has this come from? And I hadn't made the connection yet. And then we were sitting in circle and one of the ladies said, oh, I've had a sore tummy all day. And I looked at her and I went, that's why I've been on the toilet. She's like,
I have that all the time.
So sorry.
Yeah, they feel so bad too, the poor things. I have a, like, I've been pretty good, but the other night I was like, I have such a sore back. And like I said before, I'm usually really healthy. I usually have nothing wrong with me. And for me to have like a chronically sore back, I was like, this is so uncomfortable. And then realizing the next day, oh, that's why, because my client has that.
It's the medical intuitive side of what we do, right, where we can feel people's headaches and it's just so interesting how connected we are in all aspects. And for people who are trying to understand energy, it might be as simple as when you walk into a room and you know if people are talking about you. It is as easy as that, just trusting your instinct with something feels off here. That is the most simplest version of connecting to your own intuition and trusting that inner sense, that gut instinct, that knowing. For me, it's a knowing, very much a knowing. And also I'm an empath, hence why I channel people's physical ailments when they come and see me, and also visual as well. But visual, not so much, probably would be third, I would say. So, but it's what I find really interesting, and has this been an experience for you? But the more time I spend working in this space, the more my abilities evolve and grow. Is that happening for you as well? And if so, how?
100%, definitely. And I started my psyche journey without knowing anything about it. I just had this inner knowing that I had these abilities, and they scared me because it was the unknown. When I went through a big transformation last year, it was like all guns blazing, like, here's a new ability, here's a new ability. you don't know anything about energy protection, so you can feel sick at the same time, and you can work full time, and you can study full time, and you can do sessions. So I was just like in this whirlwind chaos of like, what is going on with my life? Until I created this space, and I took a few months off. I finished my full time job, and I was working on energy, but not at a full time capacity. I was just letting myself have a bit of an integration period, and I just essentially sat down and set strong intentions. I've always known that with working with more people, I want to grow and evolve and become like such an expert in this field because it is so me. I know that all of the clients that have come to me end up being so intuitive. That's just kind of what's naturally happened. And then I just get callings like, okay, you're going to start leading intuitive expansion sessions. Like you run your psychic circle. Like I want to essentially help other people on their journeys because awakening our inner knowing is what changed my life. It's what's going to change everybody else's life and just that collective consciousness, right? So yes, working with multiple people and finding that my abilities are increasing, but I've asked for them too. Whenever I'm feeling more stable, I'm like, all right, guys, I'm ready for more. I want my ability to be so crazy that I just have five spirits sitting on the couch, which to be honest, sometimes they do. but I want it to just be more and more in my face. I'm such a logical person. So dealing with this like esoteric land of like, oh, there's an imprint of this here, or there's a slight feeling there. That's not enough for me. I need it to be there. And
yeah, I'm the same. Yeah.
It's such a energetic thing as well. I know when I studied neurolinguistic kinesiology, my teacher said that, you know, just having your hands on people makes you more in tune with their energy. And her ability started developing as she was touching people during sessions. So I think it's such a natural thing just to you notice like that physical, like, oh, I'm starting to feel a bit nauseous. They're a bit dizzy. So you know intuitively then what to lead them to next in their session.
And everyone has their own unique way of intuiting information. Mm-hmm. I know through mentoring some of my clients, they have abilities that I don't have. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool. I just think it's amazing. One of my clients, she's a card reader. Well, she came to me just being intuitive, had been led to me, didn't know why she wanted to work with me, and came out of our time together creating her own oracle deck and becoming a card reader. And the images on cards, they jump out at her like cartoon characters. It's just awesome. And I just remember the first time I saw a human shapeshift. And I remember going, what the hell? What was that? And sitting and then realizing I was in a spiritual space, right? And I was like, okay, and I didn't feel comfortable enough to announce that. We were doing a heart share. I did not feel comfortable announcing that because I did not know what had just happened. So I remember it approaching the lady that I saw shapeshift one-on-one, and I said, oh, I just thought I'd share with you what I saw. And when I said to her, you turned into an American Indian woman before my very eyes, she's like, yeah, I do that. Like, well, that's good to know. And then since then, you know, it happens more frequently. Yeah. And what I notice with that, it actually happens for me with very high vibrational people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've had various experiences and now it's my normal. And it's really quite cool.
It's so funny. I remember like when I was first starting to have clients, I'd like do a bit of a download on them before they came. I look at their energetic field, and any messages that came through, I'd do it. But that was so scary for me. I didn't want to get it wrong. I didn't want to, you know, but by learning now, like I used to set aside a whole hour before I'd see someone to like fully channel and fully, now I need 15 minutes and I just kind of go in and write down like two pages of stuff in like, 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, there was a lady over here. There was this over there. There's this little white dog. I saw some oranges. And they put the story together like, oh, my grandma used to have a little white dog and she used to have oranges. That was my client last night, if you're listening. it's so amazing when you just put yourself out there and you just continually trust how that actually resonates with people and it's normal to them. They pick up on the messages like that lady. It was just normal that she shapeshifts. That's normal for her.
Yes. And once you step into this space, there's really no other way to live.
Exactly.
Because it just brings so much more meaning to our existence.
My mum was always, so my whole family is psychic, but nobody has really gone into it except for me. And I think that's why we've always been so spiritually open. So it was so normal for my sister when we were kids. She had her past life still like present, and she was a mum with four daughters. So she would just be like, oh, mum, I'm just going to go check on the girls. I'll be back. She'd go into the other room, check on her daughters. She'd have one in her belly. And she'd just speak like that. And that was just normal. My brother as well saw our grandmother passed away, and he just played with her in the playroom. And like these experiences were just normal to us. Like nobody thought they were weird. And my mum nourished them. Mum would ask questions and not say we're being silly. She's like, oh, well, because she could feel the energy of past loved ones around. And, you know, like I said, was very spiritually open. But when I started doing this work, like I mentioned, having a few experiences last year where it was a bit debilitating, not really understanding how to utilize it, and having such a big energy that like these things overtook me without having proper practicing and training, which now I completely know how to utilize myself, mum would get so worried. And she'd be like, she didn't want me to be in pain. She didn't want me to be. And she's like, just switch it off, just switch it off. I'm like, no, mum, I'm committed now. I can't live any other way. I have seen the progress in people's lives. Like, I just can't do anything else. It's my purpose on this world.
That sounds so beautiful. And as an energy healer, and we'll have energy healers watching this, where does an energy healer go to for support when you are going through that up-leveling and transitioning or struggling? Where do you go?
We've all got our teams, don't we? We all healers need healers. So we've all got our, I go through different phases. I've always got a coach or a psychologist. My psychologist is very, very woo-woo. So she's been a mentor for me in terms of the psychic stuff as well. I have so many, I have kinesiologists if I need like the more energetic body-based stuff. And I have so many, I've attracted so many psychic friends as well. If I'm just needing advice or like, hey, this weird, scary thing happened to me, can you have any insight? And then they're like, oh yeah, just do this. I'm like, oh, amazing. You really do attract
the thing,
your tribe.
When we do work with people who are aligned, sometimes we're just blocking our own information coming through, and working with someone who's aligned, well, they're not blocked because they're not attached. So they can bring that through, that information, and that is wonderful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely like everybody has so much to share. We can learn from absolutely everybody. So just utilizing people. Like, I don't know why anybody would ever think that someone knows more than them. I always say to my clients, we're on this journey together. We're just sharing information back and forth.
So how can anybody that's watching or listening today, how can they connect with you? What kind of offerings do you have for people who really love your energy today?
Oh, thank you. I do one-on-one energy sessions. Most of my work, I want to say 80%, is online. Otherwise, you can come see me in person. I'm in the Gold Coast in Australia. I do just general energy clearings and cleansings. I also have a real targeted offering for intuition expansion to reconnect up your different centers, to help you connect to your guides wherever you are in your intuitive journey. I'll be there. I work with a lot of empaths and people that work with people. So like therapists, other energy workers, coaches, mentors. And because you're touching so many people and you're with so many people, they usually have quite a dense auric field. They need cleansing, so they're not carrying other people's energies as well. Either one-on-one, or I do group offerings as well, for both online and in-person events, because I just love events. I love getting community together.
And how can people reach out to you, Chrissy? And what's the best way for them to find you?
Probably Instagram's the easiest. My Instagram's energy.withchrissy. And I've got all of my offerings and everything on my website. I've got a free 10-minute discovery call too, if you want to have a chat, see if we're aligned, see if I can help you. Especially for those more complex medical stuff, if it's more IVF or a spinal cord injury, we can kind of talk through your particular game plan before we jump into any sessions. So, yeah.
Thanks so much for your time. It's been a real treat to meet you and to talk to you. And I know that you're going to touch so many people's hearts.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You have a beautiful energy. It's been so nice to share.
It's been beautiful. Thanks, Chrissy.
Oh, God. Thanks, Kay.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.